This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of The Annie and Ando Show.
An Aussie author that has tapped into two things that kids just like go nuts about, animals and poop. A very good afternoon to Cleo Gates-Fall. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, now, I saw the cover of the book. It's stunning, first of all.
Thank you so much.
And tell us, what's it about?
Well, it's about poo. It's called Whose Poo Are You? A Guide for Tiny Zoologists. And it's about 10 Australian native animals. Goes through each of their, well, actually gives you clues about what kind of poo that they poo, and then you get to flip the page and just find out who the poo-pertrator is.
Oh, the poo-pertrator. I like that you left no spoilers in there.
No, you need to get the book to discover who's done it. Who done it? It's the ultimate who done it.
And it's like, so I'm guessing, I haven't read the book yet. I missed my copy that was getting hand-delivered today. It's socially appropriate, distance appropriate.
Absolutely.
But I'm guessing,
because animals have, like I came home the other day and there was this weird poo. It clearly had like strawberry seeds in it. It was, I don't know, about the circumference of a 5-cent piece, and I needed this book to work out what it was.
You did. You absolutely needed it. And all kids need it these days. I mean, let's face it, what kid doesn't love poo? So anywhere from zero up until, well, I've got a 6-year-old, but I'm told the fascination continues into the teens. So basically,
I think the fascination with poo continues till you're about 26 years old.
It's still, oh, fabulous. Around. Well, it's a book for all ages.
Annie, so, you don't have to bring your personal life into this. It's a wholesome topic, this one. Sorry, Cleo.
Absolutely. No, it's a book for all ages. So you can, it's right now especially, it's a fabulous book to be able to put into the hands of your children. Because at the moment we're all stuck in our houses, and you might get your exercise out in the nature strip or in the park, and grab the book, head on out there, and see what little clues of that wildlife have left behind.
That's a great
idea. A bit like Pokemon Go, but Pokemon Go.
Well, I don't want to make it all about me, but there is a giant bird poop on my car, and it's the biggest I've ever seen. I noticed it today. What do you think it was?
A giant bird poop on your car. Look, it could have been a bird, as you sleuthed.
Oh, wow.
But it could also be Australia's only flying mammal, which is?
A possum?
A bat.
Oh. A possum, close.
Look, you need the book more than everybody.
Look, she does. Oh, she does. I'll lend her my copy, all right?
Intelligence.
Yes. Yes. A horse? No, that's Pegasus.
A flying mammal.
What I love about this book is the fact that, as you said, Cleo, we don't even need to wait for zoos to reopen, that you can go for a walk around your park and along the creeks and along the riverways and start searching for 10 of Australia's native poops out there.
You can. And it's the common one. These are the poos that you do see in your local area. So you can go out there, start looking. And for kids as well, it makes them realise that the animals are right there. Wildlife are right there with you. And once they realise that they're so close, they don't need to go overseas to save orangutans. They can, but they can also start with the wildlife right here at home. So it's the first step towards looking after the world around them.
I love that. And if you wanted to go to the zoo, you can kind of the whole future focus your children to go, hey, when this is over, maybe for Christmas, you do the research now, learn everything, and then we can go later in the year.
Quite right. Yeah, if you're lucky, they'll know exactly the clues they're looking for. So as an example, whose poo is a cube?
You're testing us. Come on,
Annie.
Competition. We're so competitive. Cube poos.
Cube. Oh. Is it a marsupial or mammal?
It is a mammal. And it's Australian. And you might even find it on top of a rock or a log.
Who are you? A lizard? A blue tongue? On a rock?
It's a wombat.
Joanna?
A wombat poo.
Oh, that was my gut feeling.
I've got one at my head.
They're backing up onto high logs and rocks. So I can only imagine they're wiggling their butts right up there to do these poos and leave these little piles of QB evidence behind.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Is there a movie coming out? Who's going to star the cube poop? Who's going to voice that?
Get Sam Neill. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much.
Maybe some gladiator voicing.
Cleo, where do people go to get their hands on a copy? Oh, first of all, how many pages? Because Annie's not a big reader.
It's 28 pages. It's a picture book, 28 pages.
Oh, there's pictures, Annie. You can do it. Where do we head to get our hands on a copy of this?
It's tuesday-books.square.site, but otherwise, look me up on Instagram at CleoGatesFoal. Or if that's all too hard, go hashtag who's poo are you and you'll find it.
That's good.
That's I reckon that's the most searched tag. Hashtag who's poo are you.
It's poo are you.
Claire Gates-Fold, thank you so much for joining the Annie and Ando show this afternoon. We've loved chatting to you.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers, take care.
This was a podcast from the Annie and Ando show only on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.